KSL's top story this hour, Utah state lawmakers are done for now before they left the Capitol last night. They passed a budget but didn't pass tax reform.
I think it's been a very collegial session, people working together and a very united spirit.
Deciding Utah Law, our live team coverage of the end of the general session begins with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards, who has more on the budget. Mary?
Amanda, a $16 billion budget includes a raise for state employees, funding Medicaid growth, and education. Another $240 million for public education. But Senator Gene Davis told KSL's Drew Steele show that it is not enough.
What we'd like to see, as far as the Democrats go, we'd love to be able to see more funding into education. Far greater. We need to save our schools.
The governor called it a collegial session with a focus on public education and public safety, highlighting the big change to Utah alcohol laws.
KSL's top story this hour, Utah state lawmakers have finished their general session. We have a new budget, but no new tax reform.
The focus really has been on public safety and public education.
Deciding Utah Law, our live team coverage of the end of the general session begins with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards, who has more on the budget. Mary?
Big percentage of the budget, more than normal, going to education. They were finishing up late last night on the floor.
We have notified the House that we are ready to adjourn, San and I. They wanted to know if we were still awake, and I told them we were.
The $16 billion budget includes a 4% bump in per-student education funding, plus more money to fund student growth, then another $100 million for the new prison, $1 billion in bonding to speed up highway projects. Budget also funding new university buildings and a raise for state employees.